You're listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. Each week, we present a pub quiz style program with four rounds of varying themes consisting of eight questions each, in addition to a music round and bonus anagram. If you'd like, we have a PDF scoring sheet available on our website, triviatimepodcast.com, which you can use to answer along. Each correct answer will be worth 1 point unless specified otherwise. Similar to a pub quiz experience, we serve up a fun mix of trivia as well as friendly banter. Get together with your trivia team or play solo, at home, or on the go, because it's trivia time. Welcome to episode 144 of Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. I am your host, Kelly Sharon, and I am joined by our quizmaster, Ricky Lime.
Hi there. How's things, Kelly?
Oh, you know, they're going. It's hot.
Yeah, I imagine those Midwest summers are pretty brutal. Getting a little taste of that.
It's steamy. Yeah.
I think it's 72 degrees and lovely in Long Beach right now.
All right, shut up.
No, come back. No, shut up. Just come back. So one more week before we announce those visual round answers. Again, we have a Tina Fey themed visual round up on our website that's super fun, so definitely check that out. Also, two new five-star reviews to give a shout-out to. Massive thanks to M-Dog and to Scooter Pippin. We always love seeing those pop up. Also, two new Patreons. Big shout-out to both Laura and Quentin. Welcome aboard, guys.
Yeah, thanks, y'all.
One of the perks of being a Patreon is you get a free bonus episode every month, in addition to some cute little goodies that I throw in the mail for you. But this past month's was our special Pride episode, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're always pretty fun. They always have a little theme. You know, it's a little more cash. We're kicking back on the mic.
A little more cash. We get pretty relaxed and comfy.
Hanging with our buds.
Mm-hmm. Usually Kelly is wearing only a kimono.
How did you know?
I know you. Kimono, you didn't.
Boing. All right, it's time to get to our bonus anagram of the week. This will be due at the end of our program after we reveal the answers to round 5, so you have plenty of time to work on it. Our bonus anagram this week is Omens a Crap. O-M-E-N-S-A-C-R-A-P. And the question that goes with this anagram is, this soft, Italian, acid-set cream cheese is a key ingredient in many tiramisu and cheesecake recipes. Moving on to round 1.
So round number 1 goes out to recent new patrons Courtney and Michael. They celebrated their 1-year anniversary just this month. Courtney wrote me and told me a little bit about the things that they're into. So I thought I'd craft together this random collection of questions in their honor and package it up in a general knowledge round that many of you are familiar with called Marlin Rando. So this general knowledge round features a truly random collection of questions covering a myriad of topics, all of which will be right up Michael and Courtney's alley. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Courtney and Michael.
Question number 1. Who composed the 1978 iconic score for the slasher film Halloween? Question number 2. Considered the most important element in winemaking that distinguishes wine from grape juice, what is used to consume the sugar in the grapes and convert it to ethanol and carbon dioxide, releasing heat in the process? Question number 3. Known as the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, what U.S. city hosts the annual horse race and festival, the Kentucky Derby? Question number 4. The American reality TV series Survivor was derived from a series of similar content and format titled Expedition Robinson, which originally aired in what Scandinavian country? Question number 5. In October 2018 and March 2019, two fatal airplane crashes led to the worldwide grounding of what Boeing aircraft? Question number 6. The subject of the Netflix documentary series Wild Wild Country, what Indian mysticism-inspired movement, widely considered to be a cult, established a large community in rural Oregon in the early 1980s? Question number 7. Also known as kettle drums and having evolved from military drums to become an orchestra staple, what drum type consists of a membrane or head stretched across a large copper bowl or vessel, averaging 33 inches in diameter at full size? Question number 8. In the animated series SpongeBob SquarePants, what is the name of SpongeBob's pet sea snail, who has a pink shell, blue body, and meows like a cat?
We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. Here are the answers for round 1, Marlon Rando. Question number 1. The composer for the 1978 iconic Halloween score was John Carpenter.
He was also the filmmaker. He directed that movie. I wonder if he did the score just based on budget or what. I mean, that score is really simple. Sometimes that's all it takes, though, you know?
Yeah, it fits the movie for sure.
It's great. He's great.
Question number 2. The ingredient used to consume the sugar in the grapes and convert it to ethanol and carbon dioxide in winemaking is yeast.
And I included a picture of 2 glasses of wine for Kelly with the caption. Do you want to read it, Kelly?
Oh, sure. It says, "I just woke up in yeast mode."
I woke up in yeast mode. Cool. I woke up in beast mode. Sorry.
It's very good. Question number 3. The U.S. city that hosts the Kentucky Derby is Louisville.
I'm pretty anti-horse sports. It seems like they're really hard on those buddies, but I would go just for the day drinking and the fashions.
Yeah, pass me a mint julep and I'm there.
And a wide-brimmed hat.
Mm-hmm. Question number 4. The series Survivor was derived from Expedition Robinson, which originally aired in Sweden. Question number 5. The Boeing aircraft that caused 2 fatal airplane crashes in 2018 and 2019 that led to worldwide grounding was 737 MAX.
Those were some sketchy times, y'all. And I am scared of flying. Kelly can testify that.
I can.
But right around this time, I was like, I knew it.
We really don't need plane tragedies for you.
It was really scary. Back to back. Eek. So I guess Michael of Courtney and Michael is also sort of obsessed with airplane tragedies and is also scared of flying. So shout out to him. I feel you. I feel you, bro.
Don't read too much about these guys.
A little bit of Xanax, a lot of vodka.
Hot tips from Ricky Lime.
Follow me for more tips.
Question number 6. The cult-like movement that established a community in rural Oregon in the early 80s was the Rajneeshis.
And we will also accept Oshawites.
I always think Rajneeshi is such like a fun word to say.
A lot of E's in there. It was also a pretty fun lifestyle. I would know because I was sort of adjacent to this movement when I was a young lad in Oregon.
Grab your red.
Lots of stories there. for a while when they moved into rural Oregon and we were pretty close by, they just sort of represented free love. And my parents, who were both hippies, they were not members, but I do remember wearing all red. I guess there was a lady that lived in our attic that made some outfits for these folks. And then things got dicey. What is it, like biological warfare or something? Is that the term when you just like poison a food supply?
Yes.
Yeah, they like poisoned a bunch of salad bar, put my grandpa in the hospital with salmonella. He almost died. We're like, maybe these guys aren't so cool.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a mess.
And that's when I switched over to black clothing. Mm,
said goodbye to all your reds.
Mm-hmm. Never looked back.
Question number 7. Also known as kettle drums, the orchestra staple that consists of a drum head stretched across a large copper bowl is the timpani.
One of my little buddies plays the timpani. She's a percussionist for her school band, and the timpani's rad. I didn't even know that she did that. And then I went to like a school band concert, and she was just like working these massive copper drums. I was like, well, okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah, get it.
Question number 8. SpongeBob SquarePants' pet sea snail, who meows like a cat, is named Gary.
Perfect.
Makes sense.
Anything goes in Bikini Bottom, am I right?
Moving on to round 2.
So round number 2 is a fun one. Something we haven't done yet on Trivia Time. It is called Bangers and Mash. It is a mashup of wordplay and music, two of my favorite things. So you will hear two songs, and you will need to combine the song titles for a point. We do not need to know either of the recording artists. The last word in the first title will be the first word in the second title, and I have an example for you now.
Strangely, I was upset. Poured out a drink and then backward
the bridge. I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess.
So in the example, you heard I Held a Party by the Bee Gees and Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. So the answer we're looking for is I Held a Party in the USA, combining I Held a Party and Party in the USA.
1.
I've been singing with my babe, across the water, across the lake. I've seen every blue-eyed Susie on the way. Then walk right up to the ball and check, there's a camera rolling on her back. On her back.
2.
Silky, milky, a smile is like sunshine. That's why I had to dedicate at least one rhyme to all the cuties in the neighborhood.
4.
Some high in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored.
5.
Just tell me how you want your kid. Girl, you know I. Girl, you know I. I've been feeling deep in a late night dream.
Feels like you're dying. You're dying.
Six.
We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you say.
Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living at.
7.
7-Eleven, 7 even back door, Little Joe. I picked up the cash flow, then we played bones, and I'm yelling domino. Plus, nobody I know got killed in South Central.
H.
Come inside, take off your coat, I'll make you feel at home. Now let's pour a glass of wine, cause now we're rolling.
I keep on telling you, right smack dab in the middle of town. I found a paradise that's trouble-proof.
Here are the answers for round two, Bangers and Mash. Song mash number one was Fat Bottomed Girls on Film, combining Fat Bottomed Girls and Girls on Film. Song mash number two was Spice Up Your Life on Mars, combining Spice Up Your Life and Life on Mars. Song mash number three was Humpin' Around the Way Girl, combining Humpin' Around and Around the Way Girl. Song mash number four was In the Still of the Night Moves, combining In the Still of the Night and Night Moves. Song mash number five was Birthday Sex on Fire, combining Birthday Sex and Sex on Fire. Song mash number six was We're Going to Be Friends in Low Places, combining We're Going to Be Friends and Friends in Low Places. Song mash number seven was a good day drinking, combining it was a good day and day drinking. And song mash number eight was I Wanna Sex You Up on the Roof, combining I Wanna Sex You Up and Up on the Roof.
That I Wanna Sex You Up on the Roof is pretty.
It's a fun one.
It's a good time right there. That sounds dangy.
So good.
As long as it's not an A-frame, I'm in. I'm just kidding.
What's so wrong with the ground floor?
Do you think that there's some B-Day candles involved with this birthday sex on fire? I'm just wondering.
Oh, definitely. Didn't even think about this.
Me either. Just kidding. Speaking of, though, I was in Palm Springs with this couple that's friends of mine, and the guy was like, you know, kind of moving in on my friend, you know, just put an arm around her, and she just whipped around. And keep in mind, we've had several White Claws, and just said, it's not your birthday.
I love that.
I know. He was like, oh, cool. And just another hot tip, Night Moves, Bob Seger. Ooh, that's a good jukebox jam. Guilty pleasure right there. Cougars love that one.
That is pretty good. No one's mad.
Nobody's mad, especially the Cougars.
Working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news. Working on our night moves.
Moving on to round three.
Feeling somewhat appropriate after our round of Bangers and Mash, round number three is called Mind the Gap. This round goes out to recent patrons Sean and Paula. Not only did Sean request a round about the UK, he also contributed most of these questions, so thank you so much. We are traveling across the pond with this classic subject round all about the United Kingdom.
Thank you, Paula and Sean.
Question number one. The Oval is a famous stadium in London, built in 1845 and dedicated to what sport? Question number two. Which English movie director has, among his credits, Trainspotting, 28 Days Later, and Slumdog Millionaire, the latter of which he took home an Oscar for Best Director? Question number three. The entire United Kingdom is roughly the size of what Pacific Northwest U.S. state? Question number four. The majority of Game of Thrones was filmed in what UK territory? Question number five. What is the difference between a full Irish breakfast and a full English breakfast? Question number 6. For 1 point, list either what the hood of a car or the trunk of a car is commonly referred to as in England. Question number 7. Who is the immediate heir to the throne in the event of the Queen's passing? Question number 8. What is the capital city of Wales?
We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. Here are the answers for round 3, Mind the Gap. Question number 1. The Oval is a famous stadium in London dedicated to cricket. Question number 2. The English director with the credits Trainspotting, 28 Days Later, and Slumdog Millionaire is Danny Boyle.
He does good work. I also really enjoyed the Sex Pistol series that he did. I think it's just called Pistol or Pistols. Pretty fun. Whoever plays Johnny Rotten encapsulates him to a T. Incredible.
I haven't caught that one yet.
Worth watching, though, for sure.
Question number 3. The entire UK is roughly the size of Oregon. Question number 4. The majority of Game of Thrones was filmed in Ireland, and Northern Ireland to be specific. Question number 5. The difference between a full Irish breakfast and a full English breakfast is a full Irish breakfast will usually contain white pudding as well as black pudding, whereas a full English breakfast only includes black pudding. Yum.
It's not real pudding, and it's like,
I don't want to know. No.
Ugh.
I'm good.
I'm not even a vegetarian, and this revolts me.
Nope.
Yeah, so it's like this weird like sausage junk, and what makes it black is blood.
Oh, stop.
I know, I need a safe word.
I'm gonna pass on this.
Me too. I'm gonna pass on this as well. I'll just take a pint. Thank you. But if you put anything about pudding, white, black pudding, etc., if you knew that was what the distinguishing factor was there, you get a point. Hard pass on black pudding, though.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Question number 6. For 1 point, you needed to list either what the hood of a car or the trunk of a car is commonly referred to as in England, and they are a bonnet and a boot.
It's so cute.
That's super cute.
Pop open the bonnet, but not the boot. My ex-husband's in there. <I'm
just kidding. laughs> He's going to be a black pudding tomorrow.
Yeah. Yucky.
Question number 7. The immediate heir to the Queen's throne is Prince Charles.
Followed by Prince William.
Question number 8. The capital city of Wales is Cardiff. Moving on to round 4.
Round number 4 is our final rainbow round of Pride Month. This one is called Say Gay. Never a dull moment in our fight for basic civil liberties. Womp womp. This round covers major LGBTQ legal cases over the years that have made a big impact in our ongoing fight for rainbow rain. I'm just kidding. But equality does sound nice. And just a little trigger warning. For those listeners who have expressed that you think that our podcast is too political, this entire round is about legal cases, so it does get a little political. So if that isn't your cup of tea, you can just skip on forward to round number 5. Question number 1. What American organization expelled a member for being a leader of the Rutgers University Lesbian Gay Alliance? This organization asserted that homosexual conduct was inconsistent with its morally straight and clean values, upholding its ban on both LGBTQ+ identifying adult and children members. Question number 2. What year was the California ballot Proposition 8 passed, a state constitutional amendment intended to ban same-sex marriage? Question number 3. Edie Windsor was the elderly LGBTQ rights activist who was the lead plaintiff against the 2013 U.S. Supreme Court case, which overturned Section 3 in what U.S. federal law, defining marriage as an act between one man and one woman? Question number 4. In 2018, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of a baker who refused to bake a cake for a same-sex couple because of religious objections. What state did this happen in? Question number 5. Kim Davis, the homophobic Kentucky official who gained notoriety when refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, held what local government position until 2018, when she was defeated by a Democratic challenger? Question number 6. What trans woman and former private convicted of leaking classified military documents was denied hormone therapy while incarcerated, sparking a legal debate among transgender advocacy groups regarding whether denying trans healthcare needs in prison is prohibited by the Eighth Amendment? Question number 7. In 2020, two men suspected of same-sex conduct were sentenced to 2 years in prison in what North African country? This country is the northernmost country in Africa and is bordered by Algeria, Libya, and the Mediterranean Sea. Question number 8. What Florida Republican governor recently signed the Parental Rights in Education Bill, which many have dubbed the Don't Say Gay Bill, banning classroom discussion or content referencing sexual identity and orientation?
We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. Here are the answers for round 4, Say Gay. Question number 1. The organization who asserted that homosexual conduct was inconsistent with its morally straight and clean values, upholding its LGBTQ ban, was Boy Scouts of America.
What?
Yeah.
Cool track record, guys.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
They have come around, I believe. Well, Girl Scouts was first, has historically been a little bit more inclusive and progressive.
Question number 2. The year California passed Prop 8 was 2008.
Now you'll never forget it because Prop 8, 2008. There you go. Planted that seed.
There you go. Question number 3. Edie Windsor was lead plaintiff against the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA.
She's incredible. And what a beauty. A little old cutie.
Yeah, she is. Question number 4. The state where the Supreme Court ruled in favor of a baker who refused to bake a cake for a same-sex couple was Colorado.
This was so dumb. We're not asking you to officiate their wedding. We're asking you to mix some flour and eggs. Get over yourself.
Yeah, gay cakes are better anyway.
Way.
Question number 5.
Whoa, Kelly, what was that? Was it your ex still kicking in the boot? No.
Forgot to mix up that old black pudding, eh?
Ew. No, I hate it. Or was it somebody knocking on your door with a proposition to sex you up on the roof?
Whoa.
In actuality, that was a triple tater, which means if you correctly answer this question, you will receive 3 points instead of one.
Kim Davis, the homophobic Kentucky official who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, held the position of county clerk.
Not a friend of the show.
Question number 6. The trans woman and former private who was denied hormone therapy while incarcerated is Chelsea Manning. Question number 7. The North African country where, in 2020, two men suspected of same-sex conduct were sentenced to prison time was Tunisia.
In 2020, and it was just suspected. It's outrageous.
Oh, that's sad. Question number 8. The Florida Republican governor who recently signed the Don't Say Gay bill was Ron DeSantis.
Boo hiss.
Also not a friend of the show.
I remember when he was elected, it was extremely close. I always have hopes for Florida. And then in the 11th hour, they're like, just kidding.
They always let us down.
Pretty much all the books on the ban list are like good stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure. If you want a to-read list, check out the banned books in Florida.
Right.
Moving on to round 5.
So as always, round number 5 is our connection round. It is a series of 7 seemingly unrelated questions and answers that are somehow connected. So the answer to number 8 will be the connection. Question number 1. What professional golfer is tied with Sam Snead for the most PGA Tour wins with 82 each? Question number 2. What 1932 dystopian sci-fi novel was written by English writer and philosopher Aldous Huxley? Question number 3. Created by David Lynch and Mark Frost, what cult classic mystery drama TV series debuted in 1990 and followed an FBI investigator attempting to solve a murder of a homecoming queen? Question number 4. Available in a single nondescript flavor, what energy drink claims to give you wings? Question number 5. Used in alternative medicine, what is the honeybee secretion that is fed to queen bees and their young? Question number 6. Ruh-roh. What was the name of the family dog in the animated series The Jetsons? Question number 7. What nursery rhyme titular character stuck a feather in his hat and subsequently dubbed it a type of pasta?
It's connection time, and question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. And just as a reminder, the bonus anagram will be due at the end of this round. Here are the answers for round 5, our connection round. Question number 1. The pro golfer that is tied with Sam Snead for the most PGA Tour wins is Tiger Woods. Question number 2. The 1932 dystopian sci-fi novel written by Aldous Huxley is Brave New World. Question number 3. The David Lynch cult classic mystery drama TV series that debuted in 1990 is Twin Peaks.
Never heard of it. I'm just kidding. It's one of Kelly and my favorite shows.
Ah, so good.
The original Twin Peaks, that is. When I presented this round live, though, I told a little story, and it's a quick one, so I will dazzle you all right now. So the actor Michael J. Anderson portrays the arm, or the little guy that dances in the red suit. He's amazing and just a legend. And I used to see him at the local grocery store that I would frequent when I lived in LA. And it was the best because he would use the shopper in training cart.
So good.
Yeah, the smaller cart that has that flag that says shopper in training. And he always just looked really grumpy pushing it around. And I just wanted to gush about how rad he is. But I also just don't want to bother people, you know, when they're just doing their day-to-day business or whatever.
I know.
He has since passed, but it's probably one of my favorite celebrity sightings just because of the context of it all.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who I am? I am the arm.
Question number 4. The energy drink that claims to give you wings is Red Bull.
Do you see that little graphic that I made for you, Kelly?
I sure do. It's a little maxi pad there.
With wings and a Red Bull.
Oh, I get it.
Loading it up.
Gross.
Sorry.
Question number 5. Used in alternative medicine, the honeybee secretion fed to queen bees is royal jelly. Question number 6. Ruh-roh, the name of the family dog in The Jetsons is Astro. Question number 7. The nursery rhyme character who sticks a feather in his hat is Yankee Doodle.
This guy's a ding-dong. Like, what? And called it macaroni. You're like, why?
This rhyme is all over the place.
I know. And then it gets a little offensive and it talks about with the girls get handy or something.
Yeah, I don't love that.
It's like, slow down, Patriot. Not a friend of the show, Yankee Doodle. Keep riding to the next town.
Take that. Question number 8. The answer to question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. And we had answers like
Tiger Woods,
Brave New World,
Twin Peaks,
Red Bull,
Royal Jelly,
Astro,
and Yankee Doodle.
And all of those answers start with singular words that represent Major League Baseball teams.
Go sports.
Woo!
I'm coming around third base, sliding into home.
You're out.
Dang it. So close.
A live play-by-play by Trivia Time.
A little dirt in the skirt.
Oh my god. Returning to our bonus anagram of the week, our bonus anagram this week was Omens a Crap.
That sounds like a good time.
Does it?
No, I don't like it. A little party trick, if you will.
No, thank you. And the clue that went with this anagram was, this soft Italian acid set cream cheese is a key ingredient in many tiramisu and cheesecake recipes. And the answer is mascarpone. Omens a Crap scrambles up to be mascarpone.
Delicious.
Super delish.
So I guess that wraps up another one, Kel.
Thanks for hanging with us, everybody.
For sure. We appreciate the continued support and listens, and we will talk to you again next week.
Bye, y'all. Thanks for listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. We hope you enjoyed playing along. If you did, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes to help boost our show ratings and get the word out. We might even give you a shout out on a future episode. Tune in every week for new episodes. We'd love to hear from you if you have any feedback. Our email is triviatimepodcast@gmail.com, and our website is triviatimepodcast.com. On our website, you can find a printable PDF scoring sheet, which you can use to play along with every episode. We also have links to past episodes, monthly bonus visual rounds, exciting announcements, and more. Follow us on social media for weekly answer reveals, round reveals, and exciting announcements. And if you find yourself in Southern California and want to catch one of our weekly live quizzes, join us on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in Long Beach at Beach Garden Social House.
This week's background and answer break music was Water Willow by Origami Repetica.
This has been a Pick and Shovel production recorded in Long Beach, California and Lawrence, Kansas. Special thanks to our friends, families, and all of our trivia buddies. This episode has been hosted and written by Kelly Sharon and Ricky Lime, edited by Ricky Lime, and features an intro song by Ricky Lime. Until next time, later, later taters.
I do want to say that when my old band was touring in England, though, some of their cars are so lightweight and so small. When we couldn't find adequate street parking for our van, there was multiple times where we'd just get out and literally pick up car and move it up a few feet, you know, so that we could park our van.
So good.
Nobody's doing that in the U.S.
No, we can't. Bonnets and boots are too heavy.
A little too heavy in the bonnet.